Kris Kobach, Democrats offer free health care to illegals while Americans forced to buy Obamacare. By John Binder on July 31, 2019. Former Kansas Secretary of State and U.S. Senate candidate Kris Kobach says that when it comes to health care, Democrats treat illegal aliens better than middle-class American citizens. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Daily, Kobach said that while 2020 Democrats are now promising free health care to illegal aliens, American citizens were forced to buy expensive plans through Obamacare or risk being fined. Listen. Compare, Democrats offering free health care to illegal aliens, to the way they want to treat Americans and U.S. citizens, Kobach said. We were told by the Democrats when Obamacare was foisted upon us that we are going to be taxed unless we buy their very expensive health care, which was made more expensive by President Obama's Obamacare policy. And so U.S. citizens, we have to pay a big, big bill, if we don't pay a big bill in health insurance. So that shows the contrast in treatment. I think it was the State of the Union, right when Obamacare was being deliberated and the representative from South Carolina shouted out Eli. When President Obama said illegal aliens won't get health care from Obama, Kobach said. And it was this big debate. The Democrats back then were saying, oh, we would never do that, Kobach continued. And now they can't stop each other from insisting that they're going to do that. To date, the majority of 2020 Democrats running for their party's nomination have endorsed giving free health care to illegal aliens that American taxpayers would pay for, including former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA. The health care for illegal aliens plan is expected to cost American taxpayers at least $660 billion over 10 years, or about $66 billion a year, Breitbart News analysis has found. In his latest column for Breitbart News, Kobach calls on the Trump administration to deploy rapid DNA testing across the entire U.S.-Mexico border to ensure that the adult border crossers arriving with children are, in fact, related to those children and to stem the massive flow of illegal immigration. Kobach said that currently, only one Border Patrol sector is using the rapid DNA tests to verify relationships between adult border crossers and the children they arrive with. The El Paso, Texas sector, Kobach said, used the DNA testing for one day but has stopped. If we started doing this nationwide, I guarantee that word would get to the home countries within days and it would change behavior. And that's a good thing because kids are being literally stolen. In other cases purchased, and in other cases rented and they're abused, exploited at least, Kobach said. As Breitbart News has reported, apprehensions of family units arriving at the southern border have increased nearly 470% compared to the same period last year. Since October 2018, there have been more than 390,000 family units that have been apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border. This total does not include those illegal aliens and family units that successfully crossed into the country undetected by federal immigration officials. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.